Blog Talk Radio. Peace, everybody. That was a dedication to April. And some special people who sung for her, or a special person, very special person. And one day she will hear that dedication. I wanted to originally start off with that little piece. Why am I fighting to live if I'm just living to die? Why am I fighting to breathe if there is nothing inside? That's kind of my perspective right about now. I wanted to start the show off reading you all a few things, and I wanted to first start off reading an article that was written about April and then going into some very important information, and also letting you all hear something that I think is very, very dear, but have to be very carefully stated. I just want to read an article right now to you all. It was an article written on February 24th, 2010, after April had court when she didn't agree to take a plea. Says woman has spent about 2 years in jail. A woman who has spent about 2 years in jail over the custody of her son remains there Tuesday after she turned down a chance to plead guilty to two misdemeanors and be sentenced to time served. I'm just going to interject as I read it. Not only the reason why she turned it down was because in exchange she was supposed to give up pivotal rights. April Hope Griffin broke down during an hour-long appearance before Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Thomas Donegan, marked by her rambling argument in reference to matters not before the court. This was how Judge Thomas Donegan characterized her. This case should be dismissed, Griffin sobbed. I don't know where my son is. That doesn't sound like rambling argument. It sounds like a concerned mother emotionally. When Donegan asked whether she wanted to get out of jail, Griffin cheerfully replied, I want justice. Ultimately, Donegan told Griffin that they evidently couldn't have a rational discussion. He didn't think she was competent, and he's ordered a psychological evaluation. Griffin first made news in May 2007 when Circuit Court Judge Michael Gooley ordered her jailed for contempt after she refused to reveal the location of her then-infant son or to speak at all. She spent about 8 months in jail until Gooley freed her, citing her deteriorating mental and physical health. There was no evidence that April's health mentally deteriorated. This was an allegation that he made. And her physical health, she lost 100-plus pounds in jail. Acting on a tip in September 2008, police arrested Griffin when they found her with a boy at a relative's home in Milwaukee. This is untrue. They found her at her home, and the police did not need a tip, nor was there a tip, because this is where April stayed at. Why would they let her out and not know where she was? They let her out. Gooley let her out after 9 months of false imprisonment. They knew exactly where she was. They continued to harass her house, her family, and rode through the alley. She's been in jail ever since. Under the plea agreement offered Tuesday, Griffin would have pled guilty to attempted custody interference and resisting or obstructing an officer with the sentence of time served. In 2008, Gooley granted full custody to the boy, now about 3 years old, to his father, Matthew K. Sabaliba. The attorney who represented Sabaliba did not return calls Tuesday. This article says 2008. According to the news and everything else, it was 2007. It was just fraudulent what happened to her, and Gooley did not have legal authority to grant anything. So I wanted to read you all some excerpts from my college book. I took psychology, and the dangers of putting someone in a mental institution who is not mentally unstable, and the illegal things that's been done. I want to read you all an excerpt from this. About committing people to these places. involuntary hospitalization, and a civil commitment. People can be held only while showing signs of imminent danger to themselves or others, which they no longer display such indicators. When they no longer display such indicators, they must be released. The laws govern civil commitment, reflecting change trends in the balance between protecting individuals and public welfare. Criminal commitment occurs when a person is confined after being found not guilty by reason of mental insanity. Mental insanity is a plea defense, not a illness. Just reading you all excerpts. There must be certain legal and administrative practices to be followed before a person is committed involuntarily to a hospital. Courts have required medical evidence of incompetence rather than mere diagnosis or presence in a hospital, under which a person must be reasonably diagnosed to be dangerous. Nothing about a plea agreement. Nothing about refusing to take a plea. This is illegal and unconstitutional. Critics have also argued that although major disorders appear to be universal, cultural experience and expressions and disorders are different from the ways that are diagnosed in the Western industrialized society. Labeling and refinification are unfortunate in psychosis settings, due to the fact that the labeler may have a biased or preconceived notion that can have lasting effects on the person that has been misdiagnosed with a psychological disorder or underlying illness. Psychology is a pseudoscience. It is not a guarantee. It is an opinionated observation with techniques that have been utilized with a format. There are several criteria to evaluate reliability and validity. There is also a process of error. Diagnosis must be compatible and in compliance with the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. And these manuals change at times. Opponents of diagnosis point out that labeling often leads to dehumanization and stigmatizing persons given diagnosis. The diagnostic system has also been criticized for its focus on Anglo-European conditions and for having an inherently male basis for judging normality and abnormality. Fundamental attributions of error are susceptible. The tendency to believe that behavior is caused by a person's traits, which in fact, situational forces can be very powerful. April was illegally and unlawfully confined to the Winnebago Mental Health Institution after Thomas Donakin, who doesn't have a proper oath or bond, felt that she has maybe incompetent because she refused to take a unlawful deal. And I want to read you all one more thing before I get to the switchboard and what have you. We filed in the United States District Court, Eastern District of Wisconsin, a petition, emergency motion for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction. And I want to read this order to motion for you all, which has not been decided. It's in proper format and should have been decided already. And it might be too late before they decide it, God forbid. And it goes as stated. Petitioner, pursuant to Vitek versus Jones, 445 U.S. 480, moves the court for an entry of a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction enjoining respondents and all persons acting on his behalf from violating her medical rights, constitutional rights, human rights, and enjoining respondents or anyone acting on his behalf from involuntarily committing the petitioner, as it is against the laws and treaties hereunder, of the United States, as well as contrary to the Convention Against Torture, Cruel, and Inhumane Treatment or Punishment. Entry by a court of final judgment in this action. The motion is based on the following grounds. On March 22, 2010, Article 1 Judge Thomas Donegan, who does not have an oath or bond properly filed or on file before entering his duties and without jurisdiction, ordered the petitioner to be remanded to the Winnebago Mental Health Complex, although she was found competent to stand trial. The judge is using his position for purposes of retaliation because the petitioner would not sign a plea agreement to waive her parental rights and appellate rights. Judicial officers cannot order psychiatric examinations for the purpose of aiding the government in establishing its burden of proof at a detention hearing or to determine appropriate conditions of pretrial release. This will be found in Senate Report Number 225, 98th Congress, First Session, 4-25, reprinted in 1984, U.S. Code, Congressional and News 3182, 3186 through 208. A tribunal that does not have lawful authority to detain a defendant certainly does not have lawful authority to make any orders other than dismissal. Unless enjoined by this court, respondents are in the process of committing serious, cruel, and inhumane actions against the petitioner. The transfer of a prisoner from a prison to a mental hospital must be accompanied by appropriate procedural protections. The petitioner did not receive prior notice of a hearing before an independent jury. The United States Supreme Court has mandated. We have recognized that for an ordinary citizen, commitment to a mental hospital procedures produces a massive curtail of liberty. There are dire consequences and requires due process protection. The loss of liberty produced in an involuntary commitment is more than a loss of freedom from confinement. It is indisputable that a commitment to a mental hospital can endanger adverse social consequences to the individual, and that whether we label this phenomenon stigma or not, or choose to call it something else, we recognize that it can occur and have a very significant impact on the individual. This was decided in Addison versus Texas, super at 425-426. There is a substantial likelihood that the petitioner will establish in the habeas hearing that the petitioner has been unlawfully detained and illegally imprisoned, and the respondents have unlawfully held her in their custody contrary to the laws of the United States. A temporary restraining order is necessary to preserve the status quo to prevent the irreparable injury that will result from the involuntary commitment of this facility ordered by Judge Thomas Donegan. Petitioner would have no adequate remedy at law, and this court's ability to fashion effective relief will be significantly impaired. We request that you immediately grant this preliminary relief will serve the public interest. This court has authority under Section 15 of the Clayton Act, 15 United States Code, Section 25, and Section 4, and under the All Writs Act. The application should be heard and granted ex parte as soon as possible, as the respondents have no intention of recognizing and or acknowledging the petitioner's constitutional rights, and the petitioner has been subjected to physical harm and is in imminent danger. This petition for emergency injunction relief was filed the day after April was ordered to be committed to Winnebago, and it's before Judge Lynn Edelman in the United States District Court, Eastern District, and it is sitting there. He has a duty to rule on this petition, and he has not. And because he has not ruled on this petition, April may have been or is in the process of being subjected to a number of things that may not have reversible remedies. So today's show is about April being involuntarily committed, and in the same breath, her son has been involuntarily committed somewhere with someone. And it's very troubling. It is very troubling. I want to acknowledge my guests in the chat room right now. Peace to Brother Nat Turner 187. Peace to Queen Afama, and peace to myself. So, you know, The show must go on. And I also want to open up my switchboard. I have a caller on the air, and it's caller 2414, one of my favorites. Peace, Queen.
Hey, sis. How you doing?
As to be expected, I guess.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a sham and a shame.
Definitely.
It's a sham and a shame.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the system is a sham and a shame. And I'm ashamed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. You know, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of the people that we elected to support us and protect us. I'm really ashamed and disgusted and, you know, just overall disgusted. You know, I keep trying to, you know, justify, you know, our representatives, you know, they represent us, and the bottom line is, no, they don't. I mean, that's the only conclusion that I could come out to, that I could come to, is because they don't even challenge the law.
Right.
They don't even challenge these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got their quote-unquote priorities.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. priorities that, you know, it's 1,000 people working on it. You know, that
Definitely.
They got opportunity to step away from and handle something as pertinent as this.
Definitely.
I am totally disgusted, and it just verifies everything that, you know, people have always said about politics and black people in politics, you know, for the most part, mm-hmm. and their powerless state. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't the fact that they're powerless. It's the fact that they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid because they're operating as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they may call themselves a black this or a black that or, you know, the whatever they want to call themselves as a group, they still operate as individuals, which is why they're so damn scared. You know, even those out there sitting up there, the representatives up there in the Black Caucus Congress down there,
mm-hmm.
ain't no good. Ain't
nothing. Right. I'm disgusted because I was basically told by our leaders that, hey, we're slaves and we must obey. That's
okay.
basically what it all boiled down to, and I don't agree with that, you know. And I think that people that don't want to help fight should move out the fight, you know. But you got people in positions that don't want to do that.
Right, because they're getting paid. It's a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a job. It's just a job.
And they're not
doing the job in their opinion, and those who elect them, you know, they're just happy to have somebody black, you know, have somebody black as their quote unquote representative, because of course, you know, they do have the ability to hand out little small nuggets to their constituents, some of their constituents.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to fighting real and standing up against power in a corrupt system that has to be fixed, it has to be challenged, and it has to be fixed, they won't do that. You know, they may be able to help you get a light bulb put in on your street, or they may be able to get you a special pickup for your garbage. But outside of that, they cannot get you no real justice. And that they cannot challenge the system. They won't challenge the system because they all operate as individuals.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And
that's the bottom line, is they operate as individuals. And you
right.
can't operate as an individual when you're in a corporation.
Right.
You can't do it.
Not at all.
Or in a political system. You can't operate as an individual. You know, it's a collective vote that gets you in office. Not one, but collective gets you in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the collective who are elected to represent us, our group, as a group of people. That's why they call them the black elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they represent, supposedly, black people. So if they're not, if this is just a job program, then it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just sad. I'm just totally disgusted, Sister Aisha. I'm totally disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing with April has really, really solidified what I feel about Paula Trickens.
Yeah.
I mean, it really solidifies my thought. I have no respect for them whatsoever. Zero.
Oh, definitely.
Zero.
And it's the situation is about April, but then in a way it's bigger than April too.
Yep.
Because
yep.
I was able to go see my sister yesterday, and I'm in a state right now where I don't know what I'm feeling, you know, but to like see her, you know, in this place and to touch her, and I just rubbed her face, and to see these people have control over her,
mm-hmm.
and to know every move that she do can subject her to being involuntary injected.
Right.
Has done something to me. You know, it has really, really done something to me. And to ride there and to see children swinging on a swing that are in the same place, and to know there are no protection against people who may have serious problems in there, such as pedophiles.
Right.
On the same unit.
Hmm.
In meetings, in groups, you know?
Hmm.
And I don't know. You know, I'm losing hope in our people. I don't even want to classify myself as we the people, you know?
Right.
Because we don't, it's like being black is almost like a fashion statement now.
That's all it is.
You know, we the new gray.
Yep. That's all it is.
And
I'm going to tell you something, Aisha. I'm really disappointed with black women at this
mm-hmm.
point.
Mm-hmm.
Black women. I'm so disappointed, you know, with black women. You know, this is happening to another woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was saying I was disappointed with the black men and the black man. And
No,
I'm not disappointed in black men. I'm more disappointed in black women who
yeah,
can
it's
stand
to a point,
by.
I'm not even dependent on black men no more. Right. I already know what's up. You know,
right.
I'm not going to keep beating my head about something that I should have known coming, I'm not going to be disappointed anymore. I'm not going to suspect this, not going to expect this. You know, I can't do it anymore. With that,
and here you got one
mm-hmm.
black man traveling thousands of miles coming to support April.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just disgusted. I'm just disgusted. One black man.
Yeah.
One black man. Well, and her brothers who show up in court.
Yeah.
And who will take you out there to see her.
Yeah,
but
and that was a big
that.
Risk because I didn't think I was going to make it, tell you the truth.
You told me.
Because the
car
stopped
car.
Several times, but it jumped up, too. Yeah,
you know, but, I mean, we got one black man. I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
just like, but you know, him, brother, that brother aside, Brother Nat aside, and I give Brother Nat all the kudos for getting on a plane
mm-hmm.
and coming all the way here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just a fact. That, you know, black men here, black women, not black men, black women
mm-hmm.
here,
yeah.
just to shove this shit under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like April doesn't even exist. It's like they don't have children. They don't. They can't even imagine something like this happening and how this woman feels.
Right. And speaking of how she feels, Queen, we're going to get April on the line. And we're not going to go into a whole lot of stuff. I want people to hear the voice, know she's real,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so.
And it ain't nothing wrong with her.
Right. So I'm going to call right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Peace. May I please speak to a patient?
Yes, this is she.
This is April?
Yes.
How you doing, sis?
Okay.
Listen, we on live on the radio, on the air, and I just want people to hear your voice. And I know that right now, you know, you're in a very sensitive subject and environment, and I just want people to know that you exist, sis. I'm on the air on my radio program, and today's show is dedicated and about you. So what I wanted you to do, I just want you to tell the people what happened on February 23rd. I want to ask you a few things, sis. I just want the people to know, that you didn't talk to a psychiatrist other than the time you were with the lawyer.
Right.
And that this psychiatrist, Pankowitz, said he spoke with you on the 23rd. But where were you on the 23rd of February?
On the 23rd of February, I was in pie for 4B.
But did you have court on that day?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never spoke to him. I never saw him.
And you were on 24-hour lockdown.
Right.
And April, have you fired your lawyer?
Over 8 or 9, 10 times, but they won't remove her for some strange reason. She's not a public defender.
Right. No, it's not even about being a public defender. Once you fire, he should have removed her. Have you tried to recuse the judge?
Yeah, a lot of times. But I guess they were telling me that she had to be fire a public defender or some crazy stuff.
That's what they told you.
Right. But
April,
I know that's not true.
I want you to tell the people in your own words. What do you want to say to the people? You want them to know anything. You know, you're on the air. And
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, you on the air.
Well, I just want to tell the people that I'm a victim of rape, domestic violence, criminal injustice. I never drank, never smoked, never did anything really. But try to go by the book, try to go to church, and I'm the one. The men that raped me got custody of my son. I have no history of child abuse or nothing, and they put me in this mental institution out of my own, not even out of my own free will. It's involuntary. The judge said I need to go there, and I said under what grounds, under the law, he couldn't give me a statute or explanation for any of it, but I was told that I had to go. And a lot of things that I'm seeing is horrifying.
It's horrifying.
But I can't talk.
Don't go there. Don't go there, because I know what your surroundings, I know what we talked about, and I know right now it's like being at war. But, April, we love you, sis, and there's so many people pulling for you and fighting for you, you know, and I just wanted the people to hear your voice, you know, and know that you do exist. And what is going on with you is horrific, it's inhumane, and like I was telling them, sis, to see you yesterday, my sister.
Oh, come on, Aisha. Don't cry.
Don't cry, Aisha. Don't cry, because I don't want to cry.
Don't cry, April, no.
Dad thinks something wrong if I cry.
Don't cry. I'm sorry. I ain't going to cry. I'm just saying, sis, to see you yesterday, and I hope that hugging you gave you strength.
You did. I'm glad you came. I'm seeing a lot of things that I had to kind of...
And just stay strong, sis.
Nice.
But, you know that
it's
song?
So much stuff I wish I could say.
I know. But listen, right now I just want the people to hear you. You know, because we talk about you all the time. And I just want the people to hear your voice. And that, you know, I want you to know that you are not a burden. And I wish I could play this song by Donny Hathaway that says, "He's not a burden, he's my brother." But it makes me think about you. And I'm trying to find that song because I want to save it for you, you know?
Well, I want you to know, no matter what happens to me here or out there, I appreciate everything you've done for me as my best sister and my best friend, because some days and nights I got my doubts about how long I'm going to be here, but my faith is strong in the Lord, but I still have to watch.
And you my best friend, sis. You are my hero. And I want you to know that I have made a pledge to myself and to God that I'm going to fight for justice for you and those that are like you and have been in that situation. And I cannot imagine what you're going through. I cannot imagine even with the thoughts that I am imagining, you know, and that nothing really matters to me in this life other than my family, and especially focusing on my family, specifically you and your son. And not to say that my family don't matter as a whole, and that family
means blood, because there's more family that's not blood, too. I'm just saying that I'm dedicating myself to seeing that you get justice, because it's not about just slapping you on the wrist, dogging you out, then letting you go.
And I'm praying to God I live to see that justice.
Yeah, definitely, sis. And I know you can't be on the phone that long. You stay strong, and I'm going to talk to you again. We're going to walk this road together. Me and you have been through so much stuff together. I sit back and, you know, and I just think about how much strength you have given me through the years and how strong of a woman you are. And I love you very much, and I wanted the people to hear your voice.
I love you,
your
mother.
Sweet, angelic voice, April. Hope Precious Griffin. We love you, sis. And I know you can't be on the phone long.
So Queen LaFama, I said I love her, too. And
she's on here.
I love you. I love you, too, April.
Yep.
I love you, and I thank you everything for what you've done to me. You my sister, too. You know, you may not be my sister do blood, but you my sister do love, you know.
Yep. That's right. That's right. That's right, sis. You give me so much inspiration.
Yeah. Don't wait till they tell me to get off. There's so much stuff I wish I could tell you.
Don't wait, sis, because you shouldn't be on there past that time. So I know, right. Sis, we're going to talk and we're going to get it out there, okay?
Yeah.
We love you.
We all love you. I love you, April.
April, it ain't over.
We love you.
Thank y'all, and I love y'all so much.
All right. Peace, sis.
All right. Peace, sis.
God be with you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless y'all.
You too.
God bless you,
stay
too.
Stay strong.
Yes.
I love.
I'm scared. Right. I'm kind of asleep at night.
I know, sis, don't go there. Look, just go
I
ahead.
I hate to hang up the phone, but I
know.
I had to, they're looking at me strange, so I got to go.
I know,
love
I love you, sis. I know, you just hang it up. Just hang it up. We love you. I'll call
we
you
love
back later. Love.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, you know, just to hear her voice on the phone. And even though her voice is soft, she's still so strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though her voice is so soft, I just feel this strength coming from her. You know what I'm saying? You're right, sis. We can't give up the fight. Got to do whatever we can for April.
Did you hear what she just said? I didn't want to get off the phone.
I know.
You know.
I know. I heard her.
And like looking at her eyes, Queen of Pumas. Looking at her eyes. She's so scared, man. I didn't want to let her go yesterday.
I know. But just, you know, just look at it like this. Remember, before they sent her to Winnebago, you had to look at her through a glass. You couldn't even touch her. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
But, you know, I mean,
but
like,
you could go in there and see her, you
danger.
Know?
She is an extreme danger. Just the fact that anything she does subjects
right.
to her.
Right.
Man.
I know, Aisha. I know. It's just, it's, oh, man, and I, you know, this is a sister, a woman, another woman, man, that they doing these things to. You know, it's just so, you know, it's just so, man, it's
just
tragic.
Not just her, I mean, I know, and her and the children, and just, you know, I'm reading the paper that she gave me. They're telling children, if you feel like you shouldn't be here, you can sign a form to go to the judge. These children, how would a 4 and 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 year old know this? You know? How would they know this?
I don't. Who's telling them that?
I have the paper with their rights. Rights
of
adults.
Oh, the
rights
of the
children.
Court. Well, I guess their guardian ad litem would.
They don't
know,
have a guardian ad litem. They don't have, they're in there. I have the paper myself. I said I wanted to show you. That's yay me. For the rights that you have to have when you first in there. And
I mean, but they don't have a guardian ad litem
the hospital
or
is
some
their
kind of adult.
That's
who their guardian ad litem is?
Yep, and they have to sign a paper that they have to
a
allow.
A child signs a paper?
I know. You're not going to believe what's in writing. They have to sign a paper to pick either a power, a living will, or a power of attorney in the hospital in the event they
a
die.
A child?
Yes. I'm looking at the paper. I cannot believe it. And then Queen of Pharma, guess what? In the paper yesterday, another one of Milwaukee mental complexes sexually assaulting the patients, and now the FBI is involved.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
I'm just saying that I don't know which was worse, the jail or this place.
Right. They both bad. They ain't no one better
you know,
than the other.
The worst, the lesser of two evils.
Right.
You know, and just like since seeing her, Queen, I just feel like I've been in this box.
Yeah.
You know, just bracing myself.
Right.
To see her, man, it felt like, I mean, she's beautiful. April's a beautiful young lady. It's just that you can see the fear in her eyes. She can't even hide it. And me, my father, and my brother went up there. And, you know, like, we just kept group hugging. And when it was time to go, it was a deep, deep, deep saddened thing. You know, I mean, it was just heartbreaking. It was wrenching. And she was the only person in the visiting room with shanks on.
What?
Yeah, they had to have her shanked up because the jail got her on high risk, so they had a shanker.
God.
A victim. Further victimized.
Yes, absolutely. Man, oh man. You know, I was just to hear her voice, man.
Yeah, you have to know the when to get off the phone, because if you're on there 1 minute past time, you're subjected to being injected.
Wow.
You know, if you don't eat your food, you're paranoid and you're subjected to getting injected. If
wow.
you don't think the sky is green when they tell you it's green, you are subjected to getting injected.
Lord have mercy.
And see, the proper protocols and chains was not followed, because she shouldn't even be in there.
Exactly.
You know, this emergency temporary restraining order should have been heard.
Right,
and see,
exactly.
The game that they're going to play, I already know what's up. They're going to play a game when they have her back in the court. He's going to rule on it. And he's going to try to say, well, now it's moot because she's not in there. But no, it's not moot. You're going to rule and they shouldn't have done that. We're going to get a judicial order that was illegal. We're going to keep fighting no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yes, I know.
And you heard her. Like she said, she hopes she lived to see it. She don't even know.
I know.
A woman was dead in the tub. You know, all type of stuff. I mean... She didn't even know you was on the phone. She's like, tell Queen, you know,
I know, that was so sweet. You know, it's just so, yeah. You know, you just, it just make me so mad. You know what I'm saying? It just makes me so angry, you know. You know, her attorney, like you said, is bogus.
Mm-hmm.
Her attorney is bogus. He is bogus.
Telling her
you
can't fire her attorney. Only pay
right.
defenders.
You paying her and you can't fire your employee?
That's what they telling her behind the scenes, knowing that's not the truth.
Right. But they didn't grant her in open fucking court.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my French.
No,
you know,
okay.
They didn't grant it and she asked it in open court.
Mm-hmm.
Even the attorney asked if she could be removed
mm-hmm.
and was denied. Mm-hmm. And she don't even work for the judge.
Mm-hmm.
She works for April.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is a sham. This is a sham.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a sham.
Definitely. I just want to recognize and thank Bird and Guest 2098 for joining us, you know.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
So this whole system is a joke.
Yeah, it's like we've read, you and I both have read that a plea agreement is not part of the criminal matter. It
right.
is a
it's
private
a,
contract.
It's a private contract.
And the defense.
Right.
And he
That's
does
right.
not have to uphold his burden. He could take
right.
that plea back and still
right.
make his benefit and give
exactly.
the defendant nothing.
Exactly. Right.
You're not guaranteed a plea in a criminal case. You're guaranteed a trial.
Right. 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 Man, you know...
Which they don't want to give her because they know they illegally do it in the first place. It's a malicious and vindictive prosecution.
Right. And the thing is, the people don't know the half of this story. You know what I'm saying? And you know, as you go around and talk to people, I know, like, I go around and talk to people one-on-one about it, they all like, this is a shame. That's you know, that's a shame. I'm like, well, okay.
Only when you offer people, especially black people, unfortunately, food and money, they'll come out.
Food and money, exactly. They'll come out.
Sure, I'm flabbergasted.
Me too. I'm flabbergasted too.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Bird said at times you have to choose a judge out of jurisdiction. She didn't choose this judge, this forum. They're illegally acquiring jurisdiction. It's usurpation, you know, and trying to make
sure. They are out of jurisdiction, Bird.
Yeah.
This is not their jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And see, furthermore, you don't get to choose your judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you're there, then you could try to recuse them or you could try to get them removed off the case, but you don't choose them. From the door. You know, you don't choose no judge. You ain't got no rights, Bird. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? It's a fight all the way. It's a fight all the time to establish justice for black people.
Yeah.
You don't automatically get it. It's always a fight. Sometimes to the death for justice, for what's right, for what's humane. You know, I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Just disgusting.
Yeah, it's a situation where you realize that the things in your life change, you know?
Right.
Things change in your life.
Right.
To see these things. I mean, I'm looking at my college book right here, psychology. Normal psychology. I read it from you all about the thing that they're not supposed to do. But to
right.
think that I'd be subjected to experiencing it with someone in my family or to even looking at people who actually have been through this stuff.
Right.
And you know, like I said, insanity is only a plea. She hasn't pled insanity. And when a person pleads insanity, then, you know, they be found not guilty by mental insanity and committed then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to put someone in there because of an opinion of a judge.
Oh, let me say this to Bird too. Bird, you said you meant, I feel you said you meant choose a lawyer out of jurisdiction, but let me tell you this. Another brother, he was an alderman. Name was Michael McGee,
mm-hmm.
who got jammed by the system, who had a lawyer out of jurisdiction. But see, this is the lick. This is the trick, Bird.
Mm-hmm.
You have to link up with a lawyer that's in jurisdiction before you can even practice here in Wisconsin. So he had to hook up with a lawyer that was hooked up in this system here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, before he could even represent Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just walk in and say, I got a lawyer from out of town. He gonna represent me
mm-hmm.
in Wisconsin. It don't work like that. Funny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just, you know, and paid this lawyer thousands of dollars to free this brother on something that he shouldn't even be sitting up in jail for.
Right.
Talking. He ain't did nothing. All right? But he had a lawyer from out of town that people raised thousands of dollars to pay.
Right.
He still got time. So, you know, lawyers, judges, sheriffs, police, all of them, your politicians, all of them, a moot for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am so, you know, right after I had talked, I am so upset right now after hearing her voice. But I'm still going to say, her voice, even in the quietness of her voice,
mm-hmm.
I could feel her strength coming through, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you know, ain't nothing wrong with April Griffin.
No, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I've been questioning God or the higher power.
Yes.
Like, you know, if you make an example, why does it have to be her? You know, or if you want to somebody will. And I'm not, like, denouncing a higher power. I'm questioning why aren't the wicked and evil suffering right now? They need to suffer.
Well, I'm going to tell you why they're not suffering, Aisha.
It's because that same higher power that we talk about desires to be worshipped. Now you tell me, what kind of ego is that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying, this is all the things I'm looking at, you know, from a theological standpoint and all these other things. You know, that's why I got a problem with worship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, worshiping something. You know what I mean?
I just can't believe. That's why I refuse to. I don't believe in Christianity. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've tried to study that stuff, but even with the stuff that's going on with April, I have now made that decision. I refuse. I don't want a God like this. You
mm-hmm.
know, that what when I say this is what they have taught us,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're supposed to love your enemy, turn
mm-hmm.
the other cheek, forgive
mm-hmm.
and forget. This is something
mm-hmm.
that I would not ever forgive anyone for, and I would not ever forget this, you know,
right.
and I'm going to keep it on my heart.
Right.
Even when
I mean, it just fills you with such bitterness,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is a sad way to have to go through your life. It's feeling bitter, you know, and like you know, like it's kind of like the person standing in front of you that slapped you and your hands is tied.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You done took that slap and you looking them dead in their eyes and but you can't hit them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that,
I'm
that
angry.
Inside,
I'm so angry.
You know, yeah.
you know I'm angry. And I'm like,
yeah.
you know what, Queen? It does. Everybody that's in her district, whenever they come up for election, I want to give them hell.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
Right. Right.
And that, unfortunately, that includes all these black so-called women that's so-called prestigious in the community. They're full
right.
of crap.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Full of crap.
Of course they are.
And I
women.
Yeah.
See
That's
this happening to another woman and turn your head and act like it's not happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so much stuff happening to women in women's districts. You know what I'm saying? They should be able to hire extra staff to go check it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking them perks that they get for being a pile of tricking.
Right. I spent so many hours tweeting these so-called famous people, like I was telling you about on Twitter, and I think it's up to a little past 100 now, and just to look at their sites and all they talk about is, I'm going to kick it, I'm going
right.
here, the funnies, the comics, the, oh, you look the cute, you know, just stuff like that. I'm like, this
right.
is all that's on their mind.
Right. That... Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. That's all on their mind, Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so base. You know, sitting up in the churches on Sundays, pretending to be. They ain't pretending. They believe in God. But they don't believe the very book that gives them instruction for living on a daily basis. They don't practice none of that in that book. You know, especially, you know, when we look at women suffering all over, you can't tell me that you practice.
Yeah, I mean, Queen, in a place where if you see your family, you can't cry tears of joy, or you subjected to be injected.
Exactly.
I am appalled. I am so filled with rage, you know?
Right.
Because if you were in a therapeutic setting, it would be therapeutic to be emotional.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm just
tripping. And see the thing they do is, if you have an expression of joy, or maybe you're sad, you know, you're crying, what they'll do is interject themselves in your moment and aggravate it. Now, you're already in a state. They'll aggravate it, which will justify them giving you that shot. You see
Ooh,
what I'm saying?
So many black people in there, and
mm-hmm.
so many black people, and not
mm-hmm.
one black staff.
So them be the inmates answering the phone then.
The patients, yeah. The patients.
The patients. Yeah,
the phone.
Like April just answered the phone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Patients. Patients answering the phone.
Because it's supposed to be therapeutic for them to talk, but they can't talk past 10 minutes.
Right. Sometimes you just get wound up in 10 minutes. You know, saying what you
mm-hmm.
got to say.
But if you go if you go 10 minutes and 20 seconds, you're subjected to get shot.
Wow.
Injected, rather.
Wow. Non-compliant. And no black staff?
None.
Not that you saw, rather.
None. I specifically asked.
And oh, my goodness.
It's not because of racial, what they say. It's just that ain't none there.
God.
You know we only got one black psychiatrist
yeah.
in the state.
Okay. Jail. That's, boy, we've been boy.
Oh, but they got
I
a black news anchor man up there. One.
He in there?
No, a black newsman.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is
no,
he
in
there?
Uh-uh.
What are you doing? Reporting on it?
Yeah. No, not reporting on that. He's just in the news.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit. I'm the girl, please. You know, that he's a moot point. He's not even. Consideration in the conversation because he can't write certain shit. You know, he couldn't even write what he saw.
Mm.
He got to clear that shit through his editor.
Yeah.
Who's hooked up with the mayor. Who's hooked up with the governor. Who, you know, I mean, it's all, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I said I'm going to have to get my head back in the game and focus. You know, and focus on, and it's not even a game, to tell you the truth.
Right.
You know, but just seriously focus.
You know, like Nat said, they should have a timed phone. But see, Nat, that's why they ain't got one, so that they can aggravate a situation.
And I told them,
that's why they,
yeah,
that's why they don't have a timed phone.
Yeah,
right.
They said they have the responsibility, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know. Mm-hmm. Even though they're there for supposedly having some mental getting checked out or whatever, they make it their responsibility
yeah.
to do the 10 minutes.
Excuse me, Queen. I just want to tell everybody I got 45 seconds left in the show.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm going to do no streaming.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just want to thank everybody that's on here and came out to support. And I don't know. I'm about to go.
Okay.
Scream myself, meditate.
Okay,
you know,
all right,
Aisha. I appreciate everybody's love and support, especially for my sister. And, you know, let's all pray. Like you said, Queen, let's take a time to pray. I want everybody, if they can, take the time to pray. You know, pray
right.
for her.
Right.
Definitely
that's
do that.
Spiritual energy. Right.
Yeah.
Send that.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual
I'm
right
there in the
war,
chat
y'all.
Room real quick. Please send spiritual.
Right.
Prayer and energy, even though I'm spelling it wrong. It, like I said, spitchawula. Prayer.
Let me see if I can do it too.
And to April. Please.
I'm going to say at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., let's do a prayer for April. At the same time. Okay. I said at 9 a.m. and at 9 p.m. Let's do a prayer for April. I mean, wherever you are at 9 o'clock, I don't care. It ain't got to be 9 o'clock this time. Just 9 o'clock, say a prayer for April.
Mm-hmm.
Send that energy to April at 9 in the morning and 9 at night.
Definitely.
9, because your ass should be up by 9.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I said 9 o'clock. I think 9 o'clock is a good time. Even I'm sitting at my desk at work at 9 o'clock, I'm saying a prayer for April.
Yeah, pray for her in the 9 o'clock hour.
That's right, 9 o'clock hour. Pray for April.
The 9
O'clock hour, yep.
Yeah. And that's say work is the best prayer.
Well,
man,
work
we
and
are
pray.
Working.
Yeah.
We are working. You know, but we still got to pray. We still got to pray. We got to do that, do our, send our spiritual energy. We are spiritual people. We have to send our spiritual energy. You know, we can't be linear. You know, we can't be linear about this. We got to be full circle, 360, spiritual.
Right.
You know, we gotta be that. We gotta utilize that. We can't throw that aside and be talking about work is the best prayer. No, work is work and prayer is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta do this in conjunction with work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Cause they ain't praying. We working and praying.
I know, that's right.
You know, we gotta win.
Yep.
We just gotta keep that faith and understand our power as spiritual people. You know, that's just how I'm feeling it, you know, right now, Aisha. You know, I ain't never prayed so much in my life.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? For this woman. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, you know, we just reaching out at all straws. We, whatever works, whatever we think might work. If going out looking for four-leaf clovers, we think that's some energy that we can put into and send some energy and that might work, I'll go out there and look for four-leaf clover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They say try all gods.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, you know, that's paramount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's paramount. And I'm listening to the strength in April's voice.
Mm-hmm.
How dare I be hopeless?
Right.
You know. Yep, that's the butt naked truth there.
I know.
Okay.
Well, Queen, I'm going to see you on your show.
All right, darling. Well, you know I got the God thing talking,
Queen
talking about women. That's
right.
What I'm gonna be talking about.
I know that's real.
Okay.
And you are the truth terrorist, terrorizing the truth.
You funny. Okay, sis.
Peace,
all
Queen.
Right. All right, holla.
Take
all
care.
Right.